to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. What are you doing procrastinating? Don't you know that procrastination is just a form of fear? And it's the number one thing that's getting in the way of you getting what you really want for your life and for your business. So why the hell you do it? And how can you stop? Welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. This is Deb Boulanger, your host for this solo episode. It's just you and me having a conversation about procrastination, something that takes down every entrepreneur, every human being, really, me included, and prevents you from getting what you really want. So today we're going to unpack why you procrastinate and how to stop. So we procrastinate when something is new, it feels hard, or maybe it's a should do and not a want to do. And sometimes there are things you really want to do and still don't do them. So what's up with that? So this new solo episode where it's just you and me, we're going to look under the bed, my friend, and see that there's no scary monster there waiting to grab your feet, pull you under, and gobble you up before anyone knows you're missing. Procrastination is the number one reason why you don't make the impact you want to make or earn the level of revenue you set your sights on. So why do you do it? You procrastinate when it feels big, when it's new, when you've never done it before, and it feels scary. And there are thoughts running through your head like, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if no one shows up? What if no one buys my thing? Oh, Lord. The fear is what makes you put things off until the inevitable moment when you rush things through, drive your team crazy with tight deadlines, and slap up a half-baked version of what you originally intended. And whether it's good or not, it could have been great if you had only given it the time and space it needed. So why do we procrastinate, and how can we stop and be more productive, be more abundant, and be who we see we want to be in our mind's eye? Here are the top reasons you don't already have what you want, my friend, for your business, your health, your relationships. You don't make choices that support what you really want. I'm going to say that again. You're not making choices that are supporting what you really want. You're actually at odds with your desires. And this happens because whatever it is, it's a growth edge for you. And instead of saying, yay, let's do this, your habit patterns, also known as your emotional addictions, are in control, not your conscious mind. And procrastination is the number one way your old patterns get to stay intact. And then your entire system is at odds with itself. You're in this big internal conflict. And you might be numbing out, watching television, or having a glass of wine, or smoking a joint, or doing laundry, whatever your numbing out choice is. And according to Dr. Joe Dispenza, you're having about 70,000 thoughts a day, and 80% of those thoughts are repetitive thoughts from the day before. And if you think the same thoughts every single day, how you think, feel, and act will stay the same. You are literally living in the past, and it's impossible to create a new future when you're living in the past. You're at odds with yourself. So how do you change it? You have to make a conscious choice and invite your unconscious mind along for the ride. So number one is to recognize when you're in resistance or procrastination. What's the thought that's keeping you stuck? What's the pattern that you're repeating? Isn't that interesting? Number two, you need to choose a new thought. What do you want to believe instead? What's your intention? What's the vision that you have? Who do you need to be in order to be living that vision today? What's it like to be her? What choice would she make in this moment? And number three is to make a new plan. Lack of planning is a fear response. And most of the time when you procrastinate, it's because you lack a plan. You're looking at the big picture and it looks like a big hill to climb. It might be your first webinar. It could be your first retreat. It could be your first live in-person event. It could be the first book that you've ever written, the first TED Talk, you name it. Those FFTs, those effing first times, as Brené Brown calls them, they will kick up all your stuff. But you are looking at the big thing. Instead, get in touch with all the little details that go into that big thing. What steps need to be completed before you can pull off the big thing? What's the timing of those steps? Whose help do you need in order to get them done? And what's a reasonable timeline to get them done in? Too often, people will rush through a webinar invite, give themselves only a week to market the event, and it takes time for people to see your content. Not everyone is opening every single email that you send them. Not everyone sees every post that you make on social media. So when you give yourself only 7 days to enroll people in a webinar or other event, then you're shooting yourself in the foot when you first get started. There's not enough time for people to see your message, mark the time on their calendar, and actually show up and be there. In not giving yourself enough time, you're sabotaging your success, which will only feed into an outdated program that you're holding that says, who am I to do this? I don't know what I'm doing. What makes me think anyone would want to listen to what I have to say, to pay to go on my retreat, or whatever your big goal is? Lack of planning is a fear response. See it. Love it. Say, hey, my friend, I see you. Fear, you're popping up in my life again. But guess what? We have big work to do, so I'm going to take charge and I'm going to make a different choice. So write down a big goal or desire that you have. What is the thought or belief that's standing in the way of you jumping all in to get it done? What's that old program that's running in the background? Now close your eyes. What is that vision that you want to create? See it. Feel it. How awesome is it to be there now? And what happens when you show up powerfully to get it? And what new choice needs to be made today? Open your eyes. Make a list of all the steps that need handling for this to happen. Book it out on your calendar and reverse engineer the steps into a timeline. Delegate what you need to. Block the time on your calendar for what you need to do. If it's not booked on my calendar, it just doesn't get done. I'm a slave to my calendar, just like I was in corporate, but this is a better kind of slave to my calendar because I am setting the objectives. I am setting my own priorities. I get to choose how I spend my time. And if I'm not choosing my time wisely, then I won't get to enjoy and reap the rewards of that vision that I've created for this business. And the same is true for you. And once you do the thing, once you plan it out, you have overcome fear. That's the first stop in overcoming fear and overcoming resistance and overcoming procrastination, is to put together a plan and put that plan on your calendar. And then reward yourself for facing your fear, breaking the pattern, and doing the thing that looks so big to your system that your entire body went into resistance around it. And now tell the world what you're up to. There's nothing quite like public accountability. Send me an email if you'd like to. Let me know what you plan. Get support if you need it. Announcing to the world that you're doing something big will hold you accountable in actually getting it done. And if you need more support or want more support, the Six-Figure Accelerator is open for enrollment. That's where you get a year of support so that you can go further faster. In the Six-Figure Accelerator, you get training in sales skills, how to have conversations with individuals and invite them to join you in your programs, how to sell to people and companies so that you can go in and make some fundamental changes in how companies are operating or how companies are leading their people. And marketing, how do you learn to own your lane? How do you dominate your category and become known as the one who? So your marketing is what will make you stand out. Your marketing is where you get to express your mission, your vision, and share your message. And developing your services portfolio, how can you make more progress with fewer people and help them go further faster and have amazing testimonials and people, clients who want to consume everything that you do because whenever they work with you, they get amazing and incredible results that only you can deliver. And then mastering your CEO skills, how to master your time, become the master of your money, and start growing a team to help you grow your impact. So start by downloading my planning guide. This is a free tool for you to use to map out your second half of this year. There's still time for you to grow. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, I'm recording it in June of 2023. There's a half year ahead. You can make an incredible impact in 6 months if you have the right strategy and a plan to back it up. So download thegreatdoover.com/planning-guide. thegreatdoover.com/planning-guide will get you your free download for this incredible planning tool that will help you get over the scaries. There's no monster hiding under the bed. No one's going to grab your ankles and pull you under. But you also don't get to achieve the vision that you have for your business, to make the impact that you want to make, to make the money that you want to make so that you can support your family and do all the things that you get to do when you have an abundant lifestyle. And then reach out to me on LinkedIn. Send me a direct message for support. Join our Predictable Revenue Strategies group on LinkedIn. We'll post that link in the show notes so that you can join us here as well and get early access to the free tools that we offer and the free training programs that we put out in the market. You've got this. You don't have to procrastinate in order to stay the same, to stay safe. You are safe doing new things. You have a calling. You are meant to do what you're doing right now. And so we need to overcome that old programming that's no longer working for you. There's nothing in your past that's going to prepare you for this future. Let's live on the growth edge together, my friend. You can do this. Let's make a plan, take step-by-step action, give yourself the ease and grace of a proper planning period so that you can deliver an extraordinary results to your clients who are just waiting for you to step out there and serve them. All right, my friend, that's it for now. You've got this, and I've got you back. We'll see you next time in the next episode. Have a good one. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.